the state cap is $500. We know Sarasota County has used a $200 cap. That ordinance, to my knowledge, has not yet been challenged, so we don't have anything definitive for you, but we are pretty comfortable that it is not subject to state preemption.
City Councilman Charlie Miranda said that he's not against reform per se, but did have some concerns.
But if we're going to let some individual put in $100 or $200 of his or her own money, and some other individual who's trying to do the best, and in today's idealism of the public, and I'm not going to crush the media, is this: if you can't raise money, you're not a viable candidate. And being qualified and being sincere and being earnest and having the best ideas takes second place. They rate you by how much money you raise in the political arena, and that's how it is.
John Dingfelder defeated Julie Brown back in March, but he also faced supposedly unaffiliated third-party groups spending tens of thousands of dollars in postcards and radio ads to try to defeat him. Dingfelder said one particular constituency was dead set against his re-election.
Listen, I'm going to provide that analysis to council within the next year when we come back on this issue. Analysis will show that much of that money came out of the development community and, you know, from other people who are in front of us regularly looking for this or looking for that or wanting to influence council and this and that.
But those developers were able to contribute to third-party groups, and Dingfelder acknowledged that it would be problematic, if not illegal, to try to regulate those types of contributions. Nevertheless, the topic of developers seemed to set off Councilman Thomas Scott, who insisted that his vote was never for sale.
I will tell you, I hope that's not the case. I hope that people are giving him money because they believe in the candidate to be able to make good decisions, good public policies. I want to believe that, because I will tell you that I have had developers give me money. I have had developers not give me any money. I vote against them, vote whatever. It's the issue that comes before this council. That's what we should be voting on, not on the amount of money that you're getting from anybody, for that matter.
Councilwoman Linda Salcena mentioned a good government group as being her standard bearer on the issue of campaign finance.
My question is, what would the League of Women Voters do? They are the most, you know, egalitarian, cross the board, let's make elections fair and open and safe. I think that the League of Women Voters should have a forum on this in a few months.
All Council Chair Gwen Miller had to say on the issue was to comment that she thought it was silly to think that campaign contributions could ever affect council members' votes.
And I don't think giving that money to a person is going to sway their vote. You know, everybody votes their conscience, and they know to vote the right way. That's going to help the community. So money is not going to change anything, but don't raise that kind of money. So I don't think we need to just really study this really hard before we do this.
But Joseph Catano, who won elective office for the first time this past March, said he could see the potential for fundraising abuses.
I have never raised money in the past. Every time I ran for elections, I ran my own campaigns. And this year, I had my first fundraiser in February. I just didn't want. But let me tell you, once you start, the money is pretty easy to come in. And I had money from all over the country, from different companies.